Welcome to Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on in a random day, in a random place. I do the dirty work for you and bring you the weirdest stories, hot off the archived presses. Today we're in Westerly, Rhode Island, looking at the Literary Echo and Pawcatuck Advisorer. The date is Thursday, November 24th, 1853. We have an obituary here. In North Stonington Court on the 13th Institute of Consumption, Mr. Cyrus W. Crary, aged 36 years. Mr. C. had just returned from California, having been absent from his family a little less than 2 years. He was permitted to enjoy their society only for a few weeks after his return, and then bade them the last, long farewell for this world, leaving to his numerous relatives and friends the glorious assurance that he had an interest in the enduring riches of heaven. There's a 1 cent reward. Ran away from the subscriber July 30th, an apprentice boy, bearing the name of Avery Lampier. Said boy is about 10 years old, about ordinary size, dark complexioned, not very erect, with large black eyes. All persons are hereby forbidden harboring or trusting said boy on my account, as I shall pay no debts of his contracting. But whoever will return him to me shall receive the above reward. No charges paid and no thanks given. That's posted by Pelic Kenyon, if you were curious. And that's all I have today. Not much going on Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, 1853. This has been Clip That, where we pull random newspaper clippings from all throughout history and take a peek at what was going on a random day in a random place. Join me tomorrow as I find the weirdest stories and deliver them straight to you, hot off the archived presses.